You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS Filipino.
Ang mundo ay nakakaranas ng pinakamalaking krisis pantao mula ng katapusan ng ikalawang pandaigdigang digmaan na may 65 milyong katao ang pwersang napapaalis sa sarili nilang mga tahanan sa buong mundo. Ngayong araw ng Linggo, 17 hanggang sa Sabado, 23 ng Hunyo, ay Linggo ng mga Refugee o Refugee Week sa Australia. Ang tema ngayong taon ay #WithRefugees, isang panawagan upang protektahan ang kaligtasan at karapatan ng mga refugee. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yiwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang paglalakbay ng 19 na taong gulang na si Pemba Chulembo bilang isang refugee ay nagsimula ng araw ng mga kalaban sa politika ng kanyang ama ay dumagsa at nagdulot ng gulo sa kanyang libing.
The reason why I left Congo was because of my dad's political rivals. And so after his death, we were basically forced to leave Congo because it wasn't safe for us anymore. So yeah, on the day of his funeral, there were people there to cause fights, and like it wasn't safe for us because we were really young.
Bago pa iyon, ang ina ni Pemba ay pumanaw na dahil sa isang aksidente ng sasakyan. Siya at ang kanyang tatlong kapatid ay walang pagpipilian kundi umalis sa Demokratikong Republika ng Congo at magtungo ng Kenya, kung saan sila'y nanirahan ng 5 taon.
Well, it wasn't still safe, but it was better than DRC. Once my cousin got attacked, and we believe he was from the people that were still after us, so we were not really allowed to go outside and play because we never know, one of us may be kidnapped or something bad could happen to us.
Lubos ang saya ni Pemba nang makatanggap siya ng balita na maaari siyang manirahan sa Australia kahit wala siyang alam tungkol sa bansa.
It was like a new life for me. I felt like it was an opportunity that it was just so good. Like I even cried. I couldn't believe that it's me here.
Ang pamilya ni Mahir Momand ay napilitang tumakas papuntang Pakistan mula Afghanistan nang siya isang sanggol pa lamang matapos ng kanyang ama, isang general ng hukbong Afgano, ay ibinalanggo ng hukbong Ruso. Determinado siyang gumawa ng kaibhan sa kanyang sariling bansa kung saan ang kawalan ng trabaho ay laganap. Siya ay nanirahan sa Canada, ngunit sa kabila ng ginhawa ng pamumuhay doon, ramdam ni Mahir na mayroon pa rin siyang hindi natapos na gawin sa kanyang pinagmulang bansa.
We're also helping farmers not to grow opium and grow things like saffron. And majority of the opium funds were going to the Taliban. So we're cutting the Taliban revenues by helping farmers grow non-opium crops because Taliban saw our work in direct contradiction and conflict to their operations and have started attacking my colleagues and myself, which resulted in me being forced to leave Afghanistan.
Bumalik si Mahir sa Afghanistan at sinimula ng isang negosyo sa microfinancing upang tulungan ang mga tao na maging matatag sa pananalapi.
When I decided to go back to Afghanistan, my migration case officer thought that there was something wrong with my brain because they couldn't comprehend as to how I could leave a beautiful country like Canada and go back to Afghanistan. My roots were always in Afghanistan. I have always in the past wanted to go back and be able to contribute to the development of that country. So that was the reason I kept going back.
Ngunit naging labis ang kaharasan matapos na ilang kasamahan ni Mahir ay pinatay ng mga Taliban. Siya ay sinalakay din sa isang hiwalay na pangyayari. Dahil sa takot para sa kanyang buhay, si Mahir ay kailangan tumakas at muling iniwan ang kanyang bansa. Sa pagkakataong ito, siya ay inalok na manirahan sa Australia.
I was diagnosed with PTSD when I arrived after that incident in Australia. It took a toll on my life. I was not able to remember short-term things. It took me like a long, long time to get back to somewhat normal.
Sa kanyang kasanayan sa microfinancing, pinamumunuan ngayon ni Mahir ang Thrive Refugee Enterprise, isang NGO na tumutulong sa mga refugee at mga naghahanap ng asylum na magsimula o palakihin ang kanilang sariling negosyo.
We receive a large number of refugees who come to us and tell us outright that they are not happy to be on centrelink benefits because this is not culturally aligned to their values. They come from backgrounds where the governments have not been providing them any support, and therefore they're not people who would be just sitting home and receiving centrelink benefits. So they want to get out of that situation and become economically active.
Si Paul Power ang Chief Executive Officer ng Refugee Council of Australia. Sinabi niya, ang Australia ay tumanggap ng mahigit 880,000 refugee sa nakaraang 7 dekada. Sa pamamagitan ng Refugee Week, umaasa ang organisasyon na maibaling ang pansin sa mga pangangailangan ng mga refugee sa buong mundo at kilalanin ang kanilang mga kontribusyon sa Australia.
People who have been refugees, according to statistics from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, are more likely to establish and run their own small businesses employing other people than people from any other migration category or Australian-born people. In the long run, Australia benefits from those humanitarian acts.
Ang ilan sa mga dating refugee ay makikita na ngayon bilang mahalagang mga asset sa ekonomiya ng Australia. Isang kilalang halimbawa ay si Sir Frank Lowy, ang nagtatag ng Westfield. Sa halos malapit sa 1,000,000 refugee na pinatira o na-resettle sa Australia sa nakalipas sa 70 taon, ang bansa ay umaasa na malugod na tatanggapin ang dagdag na 18,000 iba pa sa darating na taon.
Many of those who come to the country as refugees are under the age of 25, and so it's a significantly younger population of refugee arrivals than we see in the general Australian population. And so these people have a decades of contribution to make to Australian society.
Ang nakabase sa Queensland na Access Community Services ay nagbibigay ng ilang hanay ng mga serbisyo ng paninirahan upang makatulong sa mga refugee na tumayo sa sarili nilang mga paa.
sbs.com.au